there, it's Toby, and before you get started on this episode, I wanted to tell you about our sponsor, Retropop Relics. Retropop Relics has been creating some of the coolest 3D printed giant video game cartridges. If you visit RetropopRelics.com, you can see a bunch of the cartridges that are already available. You can get Super Smash Bros., Paper Mario, Super Mario World, Pokemon Red, Blue, Yellow, and even Green. These are perfect decorations for your game room. So again, go check out RetropopRelics.com. And if you use the promo code GENIE at checkout, you'll get 10% off. RetropopRelics.com. Enjoy the show.
FastSecretMedia.com.
We just
hate FastSecretMedia.
Gamers, welcome to Secret Levels Podcast. On this week's episode, we kill Kenny.
Oh, dude, that sucks ass.
I'm player one, Beefcake Toby.
My mom always told me I was cool.
I am player two, Pissballs Goobs.
Yellow Snow sucks.
And we also have a third player. Please introduce yourself.
Here comes a new challenger.
And you got me, Cheesy Poofs Berg.
That was my terrible Cartman impression.
Screw you guys. I'm going home.
This is a retro video game review show where we go over one game per episode. We go over the history, the story, the gameplay, some fun facts, and then
we go right into the rage meal. Do you want to dress yourself like a turkey?
Damn turkey.
But with no pants on, let your friends shove a whole bunch of random shit up your ass?
Ah, that hurt, you butt licker!
Well on fire?
It's always gotta be on fire.
You know, that doesn't sound as painful as playing this game.
Well.
I don't know, a pineapple backwards. Might be pretty rageful.
Next time you do that, I'm going to chop off your wee-wee and put it on some bread and feed it to Kitty.
Anyways, after we rage about the game, we settle down and try to give a nice, simple 1 to 10 review to let you know if this game is still worth playing. Why 1 to 10, Goobs?
Because there's some thimple, robust, rotund, thick paws.
Thick paws.
We are simple, we are thick. Berg, do you fit into the thick category like us?
Oh yeah, I'm a thick boy. Okay. Thick boys for life.
I'm down
and then I lost
thickness.
Some weight, but then I gained some weight, but then I lost some weight. But then I gained some weight. So yeah. I'm like kind of thick right now. I mean, it's the holidays while we're recording.
And then Berg cried, but he's a little trooper. That's the wrong cartoon I'm quoting.
So, guys, we got any South Park fans right here? Are we South Park fans?
Of course. Since day one.
Me and Berg always talk about doing a South Park podcast.
We do.
All the time.
Secret Visitors?
Yeah, something like that. We have threatened it so many times. Maybe one day.
One day we'll do it.
Yeah, once me and Goobs break up.
That could be coming sooner than you think.
I don't like you guys anymore.
Jesus. Anyways, so South Park. Why did I bother to bring up South Park, Goobs?
Because we're playing South Park for the N64.
Yeah. Guys, I gotta know, do you have any history with this game?
Berg, let you shoot first.
I got this game when it came out, and I still own and played for the show my original copy that I got back in 1998. And I remember back in the day thinking that it was a ton of fun, and like fun is in like, oh cool, there's cursing in a video game, because it was a kind of novel thing at the time. And
yeah,
there was like poop and farts and cursing and Cartman saying, yeah, that cheesy poofs and stuff like that in a video game.
Especially on like a Nintendo system.
Yeah, exactly. Like that was a huge deal. Like just a generation prior, it was like, you can't say God on the game or else it's going to corrupt the minds of American children. So Like, and then all of a sudden it was like this. So, I mean, it was novel, but I mean, I definitely, after the novelty wore off, didn't get too far because I played levels that I've never played before in the game for this show, because I know after a while, because I was in the middle of also playing when I bought this Ocarina of Time. So I was like, well, I kind of want to play this good game. So I never got too, I never stuck around with South Park too much.
Well, I'm glad we helped you helped give you a reason to dust this cartridge off.
Yeah.
And get your money's worth out of it.
Heck,
you know?
Yeah.
Goobs, what about you?
Oh, I played this game quite a bit, actually. I did a lot of the multiplayer with my friends back in the day, and also playing the single player mode, going through the campaign. And I thought I was having a fun time with it. But boy, are you ever blinded sometimes when you go back, and we'll get to this shortly, later on in the episode, it's just like things that you thought were awesome.
Right. Hey, I think that with like the show Street Sharks, I just remember that show being so good. If you go back and watch it, you're like, oh.
Not so much.
Oh, it's not a good quality cartoon.
It's crazy how nostalgia fucking changes things.
Yeah. So I didn't play this game when it first came out. It was several years later, and this is such a dumb story, but I didn't have a memory card at the time. I was working at an Italian restaurant, and I was working the afternoon shift and the evening shift. I was like 16 or 17. I was working both shifts, so every day I would come home from work in between my shifts. I'd go to Arby's. I'd get the 5 for $5. Do you remember the 5 for $5 deal where you get 5 items for $5? I'd get two Arby melts, a cheese stick, a drink, and a fry. And I'd come home.
Curly fry, hopefully,
yes,
right?
Yes, the curly fries.
You're eating like a king right there. I mean, like a king of one of those really crappy countries, but still.
Right. And I would play this every day, just the first two levels, because that's as far as I could get in it. And I would just play this or watch this weird Street Fighter animation that I had bought the DVD box set for. And that's what I did for like 6 months. And I never beat this game, never got further than like, I don't even think I ever made it to the boss in the fourth level of
each. So please tell me, when you were playing this game to review for the show, you went and got some fucking Arby's.
You know what? I have, that's, you know what? Because we've been like playing this game on and off for about 2 weeks now, right? Or I have. And I've eaten Arby's twice. And I never eat Arby's, and I didn't realize it, but that's probably why I had the craving for it here lately.
That's why.
That is so funny.
It's like Pavlov's dog, man. Yep.
Dude, yeah, I didn't even, oh, wow, that's so stupid. I'm an idiot. I was telling my dad about it the other day. I was like, man, I got Arby's today, and it was so good. I never get Arby's. Weird. Very weird. Anyways, not a lot of experience, what it sounds like, for me and Berg as kids, not getting too far. And I never did the multiplayer. I got a chance to do multiplayer this time, so.
Yeah, I did multiplayer a few times, but then my friends and I would just be like, well, we just want to play GoldenEye for a good shooter.
Yes.
Well,
right.
Relatively speaking, at the time.
Don't you mean Brown Eye?
Yeah, Brown Eye.
Yeah. Okay, well, how about we go ahead and get into the details of this game so we can really start ripping into it.
Yeah, let's jump right into the deets.
This game was first released on December 21st, 1998. So we are actually doing this on the 20-year anniversary of this
game. That was my birthday.
Yeah, hey.
15th birthday.
You share a birthday with this game, Goobs. How does that make you feel?
Fucking fantastic. At least one of us aged well.
Right. South Park.
I'm talking about the game.
So this game was developed by Iguana Entertainment and Appaloosa Interactive, and it was published by Acclaim Entertainment. We played the Nintendo 64 version, but it was also released on PC and the PlayStation. I wonder how the PlayStation 1 plays. I actually went to the my local retro store to try to buy the PlayStation version because I wanted to try it out just to see how the controls handled.
Well, I had no analog, right? So
yeah.
Yeah. I don't remember. I mean, obviously, we'll get into it later on, but I do remember reading in reviews that people... I just, something that sticks in my mind is people said specifically the PlayStation version was like even worse than the N64 version. So I don't know how you can get much worse, but apparently, and probably I think, like Goobs just said, with the lack of the analog stick, that probably had something to do with it.
Right. So this is a single or multiplayer first-person shooter, and there's a story, guys.
Fuck yeah, let's scarf down some cheesy poofs and listen to a story, because it's story time with Toby.
We're going down to South Park to have ourselves a time.
Are we?
Welcome to this not-so-sleepy village, somewhere in the mind of America. You're about to embark on a strange and bad-smelling journey, an ordeal that will tax your wits, wisdom, and ability to withstand insult. This is mostly out of the manual, by the way. This isn't my writing. South Park is not for the mentally balanced or for those with delicate sensibilities. When your town is under attack, you can't just sit back and eat cheesy poofs. I mean, you can, but you'll probably be destroyed by the horrible hordes of invading turkeys, aliens, evil robots, and more. You can't just wait around and let the friendly faces everywhere become annihilated.
Oh my god, this is so bad.
It's up to four boys, Stan, Kyle, Kenny, and Cartman, to stop these threats. I added a little bit in there because it wasn't great. The main story, though, is that there's a meteor that's like coming towards South Park, and strange things start happening, which it normally does in South Park, right? Now, this game will probably take around 7 to 8 hours to complete. Speedrun.com only has 2 speedruns, but the fastest is set by Crackerbean of 57 minutes and 3 seconds.
Good grief.
The second place, I just figured honorable mention, their time was 1 hour and 59 minutes and 42 seconds. So a whole hour behind.
Good old Crackerbean.
Yeah. Crackerbean mastered this game, apparently.
Show us the cracker beam.
Seriously. Yeah.
Easy, cracker. guys, are you ready to talk about the gameplay on this one?
Oh, yeah. Let's bowl up our snowballs and piss on them, because it's time for gameplay. If someone did that to me in real life, I'm fighting you.
Or you could just shoot like a plunger in their face.
Right.
Yeah, no, if someone like deliberately makes a snowball, then pisses on it, I'm not giving you the time to fucking piss on it. I'm fucking charging you and we're fucking going.
Yeah.
Like, that's the most rudest thing. Like, as a Canadian, like, a simple snowball fight's like one thing. But if you're gonna, there's one thing about grabbing snow that's already pissed on, like dog, but like deliberately pissing on it. Like, as an adult, I thought that was cool in the game as a kid, but as an adult, thinking about that now, it's like, holy fuck, man, like, I might kill someone.
Yeah, that's a very horrible thing to do to someone.
I'm punching you in the face and maybe peeing on you myself. Warning, do not throw a piss ball at Goobs.
Right.
You're not going to like what you're getting for Secret Santa.
That's very, very un-Canadian, like, come on, is a snowball fight supposed to be fun?
Right. All right, so the default controls, we'll start with the default controls. We're not going to talk about both the different control settings, but we'll do the default ones.
There's two different ones that we can mention, the Turok and then Brown Eye, which is Golden Eye.
Yeah.
Which one did you guys rock with? I went with Brown Eye myself.
Is that the default one, the first one that you start
No.
with?
No.
Okay, Turok is.
Okay, that's the one I started. That's the one I played with.
Yeah, I played with that one too. I messed around with both, and they both sucked, but I think I just stuck with Turok.
The Brown Eye is like you're using more of the C controls to aim, and you're using the analog to walk.
Okay. Well, the default one is the one I'm going to tell you about. Use the joystick in the middle of the Nintendo 64 controller, if you remember correctly. There's 3 dicks hanging off the controller, and you use the middle dick. Middle dick.
Use the middle dick, little dick.
Up and down will move you forward and back. left and right will actually turn your direction. So your whole body like will turn in a 360 depending on the direction you push. For your other movements, you use the yellow C buttons. Up and down make you look up and down. And the left and the right C buttons will make you sidestep in those directions. Which is so annoying. All the controls are just so bad in this. A is how you select your character or your gadget. Like, you can change your weapon. They call them gadgets in this. It's really weird because there's a lot of stuff that they tried to, like, PG this game with. Like, you don't kill anyone. You KO them. But Kenny still gets killed throughout the game. So, I don't know. It's very, very bizarre that they were, like, real adamant about saying KO'd. A and B will change your weapons around. The R bumper is to jump. What did they used to call the R bumper on Nintendo 64?
I always just known as like R button, L button.
Oh yeah,
as opposed to bumper, but
I always say bumper just because I think more modern gamers would like. Oh yeah, yeah, okay, like R1, R2.
I used to call them triggers.
Which I hated the jump being up there. I don't know if you guys had any problem with that, but just that was just super obnoxious.
I didn't have any issue with it so much in its placement. Like, it was fine because I was naturally there. It's just the jump wasn't good.
Yeah, no. It was not good.
Being on a different button, I don't think would have helped. It was just like, it's like, oh, you have to jump on this one tiny little place. Then it was like, oh, the controls are so bad. You're just either not making it or you're overshooting it. So it was just bad no matter what, and it just happened to be in a not as convenient button for some hand placement. I could see that being an issue.
Well, the fire button, like to throw your snowballs or use your projectiles, your gadgets, is the Z button, which, if you remember, your left hand is going to be holding that the middle dick, so you can use the joystick. I didn't like that either, that the left hand was the trigger finger. Did y'all have any issues with that?
No, I had no problem with that.
I mean, that's how a lot of N64 shooters were, like if you held it.
Yeah, that's
fair,
true.
That was how it was. But, I mean, obviously, you think of your right hand as being that. In a pre multiple shoulder button world.
Right. And now on to my favorite button position of this entire layout. So each weapon has a primary and a secondary function. And to change the primary and secondary, your left hand, I assume, has to reach behind itself to press the D-pad that's on the...
I used my right hand and reached over the controller and hit the D-pad.
Gave a good nice reach around, did you?
Yeah, it was bullshit, man. Meanwhile, you gotta grab the third dick.
I couldn't figure it out. I knew there was a secondary function. I could not figure it out, and I did not even think to hit the buttons until after I was done playing, and I looked it up, and I was like, oh, cool. I'm glad that I just didn't. But, like, I didn't think to look at that, because that's just stupid. That's a stupid use of the controller.
Right. Yeah, it's miserable. So usually the secondary item, it usually takes more ammo, but it'll deal more damage. I would just move my thumb up there from my left hand, but it was very uncomfortable. I did not like it.
Yeah, I was normally moving half the time, so I was like, didn't want to stop moving. So I just reach over with my other hand. Fucking bullshit, though. It was very bad placement.
Yeah, you had a good, like I said, a good reach around. So the gadgets or weapons you can use in this.
So number one, you got the snowball. It starts off just a normal snowball. Just whip it around. It's your default weapon. They're unlimited.
Yep.
You have a bunch of them. And then you can change it to the yellow snowball. Then you just, like I said before, you just piss on it. And it's twice as powerful. But it's also fucking
slow.
Disgusting.
Yeah, it's disgusting, but it also... It has to go through the animation, so you're not throwing the snowballs as quick when you use that weapon. So, stronger, but slower.
Okay, so dodgeball. You get power is medium on it. You get up to 80 of them. They come in packs of 10s. And it's just a normal dodgeball. When you upgrade it, it has a little lightning bolt on it. It gets more powerful. It can bounce up to 8 times. It also does double the damage.
I love the dodgeball. That was probably one of
dodgeball
my favorites.
Dodgeball was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it did a lot.
Yeah,
of
the
damage.
Noise it makes when you ping it off someone's head.
So satisfying. So satisfying.
Very accurate.
Yeah, that was probably the one I used the most throughout my playthrough.
Yep.
A toilet plunger launcher. So it shoots one toilet plunger at a time, or you can turn it sideways and shoot three toilet plungers at a time. And it obviously will cost three plungers when you're using it. And that can hold, comes in packs of one, the max is unknown.
So on this one, I found out if you're playing in multiplayer and you shoot like other, you know, human players, it'll, if you shoot them in the face with it, and it's because it'll stick to the enemy for a while, they actually can't see on their screen for a minute.
Yeah, it blinds them.
Until it falls off. So I thought that was kind of neat.
Another one of my favorites, the Spark Dunge Launcher. It's like a Nerf gun, pretty much.
Yeah.
The first one's just like a Gatling gun. You keep on rotating it, and it keeps on shooting. And then the secondary mode, you got to charge it up, and it shoots a very strong dart that can fuck people up very easily. And it comes in packs of 50s, max is 200. Now, Terrence and Phillip dolls. So they're pretty much grenades and proximity mine.
Little gas
grenades.
So
you throw. Yeah, they fart.
Unfortunately, they'll go, hey, fuck you, buddy.
Yeah, Phillip is a grenade, and Terrence is more like a proximity mine. You can throw him, and like it kind of sticks around on the ground until someone steps on him. Then unleashes a big green stink cloud. Then we got the warp. Then we got the Warpo Ray, which shoots piranhas at a very like steady stream of them.
Yes.
And the secondary mode in that is it fires a yellow ray at the opponent, which pretty much is the same thing. Just packs a serious punch, just like a fucking laser gun.
Yeah. So it'll in multiplayer, it'll shrink the other players, and then you can go like step on them and kick them and stuff. I never did that.
That's the purple ray.
Okay, and then there's also a secret one, is what the manual says, like a secret third option where you can turn enemies into animals and you can't attack them until they turn back. So I don't know what the use of it is, to be honest.
The next one we got is a super sniper chicken. That's hard to say. Try to say that five times in a row. And it comes in packs of 12 eggs. Get
yeah.
it?
Yeah, a dozen.
How do you load those? That sounds uncomfortable.
Yeah. So you probably just have a chicken face in you, and you're shooting eggs out of its ass, or kawaka.
Yes, that is the term. Thank you.
And the secondary mode is, we're educated around here sometimes.
Select.
Just when it comes to butthole, pee hole stuff. But stalagmites.
Yeah.
And then when you hit the D-pad, you zoom in further, so it's kind of like a sniper rifle. Hence the name, Super Sniper Chicken. Then we got the Alien Dancing Gizmo. They don't know how much ammo it use. Well, when you shoot people with it, not really, story mode doesn't really do much to anything, but when you're playing in multiplayer mode, it makes your friends dance like idiots.
When I get that feeling, I gotta sing. When I get that feeling... When I get that feeling, I gotta sing.
Which is such a shame, because it's not the right song.
It's not.
It's not. And every time I would shoot it at when I was doing multiplayer, I'd start singing that song and be like, oh yeah, it's not the fun one.
I love to sing about the moon and the June and the spring. I love to sing about a sky of blue or a keyboard cue.
I wonder why they couldn't have that song. There had to have been something with the rights.
Well, Warner Brothers owns the rights to the Electusinga, and I think that cartoon wasn't in the public domain, or that song wasn't at the time. That's my guess. Like, they couldn't get the right, because that's specifically, whereas this other song, I think, was either probably an old song that wasn't the public domain, or like one that they wrote or something like that to make it sound old-timey.
And last but certainly not least is the cow launcher. You pretty much shove a cow inside of a rocket launcher. I don't know how the fuck the physics of that work. But it's found in small quantities, and they're very scarce. But it fires a cow at your opponent, and it fucking blows up in a big green fog around them.
Yeah, it's basically like a heat-seeking, you know, missile, but then you can also turn it off for the secondary to where it shoots straight, and it'll hit whatever's straight in front of it. Now... in the story mode, when you switch guns, you also sometimes switch characters, which is kind of neat because then you get some different voiceovers, because there's a lot of voiceover in this. The kids are just talking shit through the entire game. It's really kind of funny.
Yeah, they don't stop.
Yeah.
And they've got a bunch of different lines. Like, you'll eventually hear them, the same ones over and over. Like Cartman just going, sweet. But, like, there's plenty of them, so it's not terrible. That's one, like, shining spot in this game. Now, there are a bunch of pickups in this. There's some health pickups. You get the cheesy poofs, which give you about 10% of your health back, and then you get the snacky cakes, which that's a full health. That's the green box. I think the cheesy poofs are the gray box. I might have that backwards. The beefcake, you can get the beefcake weight gainer or whatever it is.
Beefcake!
Beefcake!
That's what Jenny Bean calls me. Shout out to Jenny Bean.
Yippee!
Anyways, that one gives you temporary invulnerability. The lightning bolt, if you find that, doubles your firing rate for temporarily. There's a triangle thing that does double damage once you get it. If you find Mr. Hanky the Christmas Poo, he will dance around you and will cause poo damage if he touches enemies. And he kind of acts as a little force field for incoming fire.
And he leaves poo marks on the ground, too.
Yeah, he does.
And he's even got some sound of, you know, howdy, howdy, does his stuff. And there's a lot of good voiceover. Let's just, I'm trying to find the good, guys. Just bear with me. So there's also Zip Cola, which gives you a burst of speed. And you can find some football pads that'll give you some temporary armor. So just some extra health, basically. When you start the game, it does search for the expansion pack. So, and it does help with the frame rate if you don't do anything with it. It'll help a little bit with the frame rate from what I read.
Yeah, I was going to say, I have an expansion pack in mine, and not that there was a ton to it, but I mean, it definitely was fairly smooth in some of the emptier parts, which is part of the game.
Right. You also get the old Comedy Central logo, which I love that logo.
With the beeps.
Yeah, I love it so much. So I was happy to see that again. And the iguana logo in this is really funny because it's the giant iguana wearing sunglasses climbs over the logo and bites Kenny's head off. And that's right at the beginning. And there's blood everywhere. And I think the kids say, "Oh my God, you killed Kenny, you bastard!" Yeah. And they run off.
Oh my God, they killed Kenny, you bastard!
So you already get some really South Park-y feels right at the beginning.
You get the whole intro, too.
Yes, it's all 3D. It's not like they just took the one from the show and played it. Like, they did because this is a 3D game, they went ahead and did all the 3D animation, which is kind of cool, not gonna lie. And if you keep watching, it kind of gives you the story of the comet coming to Earth and stuff. Now this brings you to the menu page. You have the story mode, multiplayer mode, options, or enter cheat. The options has two different control settings, and I guess they have it for like how to split screen if you just play two player, like vertical or horizontal, so you can set that up. It's got a music volume, a sound effects volume, and a speech volume, so you can control, like, if you don't like the music but you like sound effects and the speech, you can keep those on, which I appreciate that for the most part. You can do stereo or mono. You can turn on or off the subtitles. You can turn on or off the crosshairs. I don't know why you'd play this game without crosshairs unless you just hate yourself. And you can change the resolution if you have that expansion pack. Like I said, you can change it to high res, letterbox, or low res. Which, I think the letterbox is the one where it actually widens out the screen. And it looks really good. Like, you get some extra screen on it. That's how I played it this time around.
I did not realize there was a crosshair setting until I was done playing the game. It was one of the last levels I was on, and I was just
going through the menus, shit.
And I went, "Oh my gosh, how did I not know this was here? This would have made it so much." Well, it would have still been frustrating, but it would have been a little less frustrating with those crosshairs.
Berg, you always go to the option menu when you start any game. Hey, That's what we've learned over the years.
It was so choppy and crappy, and whenever I would go to the menu, I was looking for something specifically, and it was usually not there. So I never thought, oh, hey, you know what? I wish there were some crosshairs. There's probably not crosshairs here because there's been nothing else useful in this game. And, of course, then I finally saw it. And I was like, oh, right. Cool. Awesome. Thanks.
When you click the story mode, you can load your game from your memory card. If you remember, the memory card is in the control on the Nintendo 64. And I've got a memory card that's kind of wonky. Like, if you bump it or you set the controller down, it might not register anymore. So, like, no. I had to be real careful when I'd set my controller down this time around. And then I found, after I was done, I found, like, two or three other memory cards that I could have been using. So, in the main story, you can pick one of the four boys, which is Cartman, Kenny, Kyle, and Stan. Who did you guys pick?
Oh, Cartman.
Cartman all the way.
I went Cartman, too. I just want to hear thick him boy. Bitch the most. Yeah. Plus, he's a thick boy. He's one of us. And
we... I thought they'd bitch out, like, was it bitch or shit? But they could say other swear words. I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. There was some weird, like, beeping on certain words and not on... I don't know. So, I did actually read this, and maybe I wrote it down, but they could use the same words that they use on network television. So, that's how they got away with some of it.
Sometimes the context can change things. Like, you can call someone an asshole, but then if you say, like, shove it up your ass... because that's considered, like, penetration. Sometimes it has to be censored. So I know sometimes it does, like, the same word, depending on the context, can totally change whether it's actually censored or not.
Hmm.
I just want to start singing that song about swearing.
So the display screen on this, the player hub, in the top left corner, you see the character that you are, and the other characters that you have found throughout the level.
They'll let you know where they are, too, because they'll fucking be making fun of you the whole time.
Oh, yeah, they talk a lot of shit.
Get over here, stupid!
In the top right corner, it shows your points. The bottom left is a radar, and you can find your friends, and the enemies will appear on there. And next to that, you'll have your health with a little smiley face, and it starts at 100. And if you get the pads for the extra armor, it shows up above that with how much you have left of it. That radar, I wish there would have been like a point to show where you were.
That radar is fucking useless.
It's the middle. You gotta just use the middle. It's just still terrible, but like there was no point.
Yeah.
It was showing arrow, but the arrow leads you to fucking nowhere.
Yeah, I didn't understand what the arrow was trying to lead me to sometimes.
Did you guys ever have an issue with the other characters themselves? Like, there would be times where I would walk right into them and they wouldn't absorb or whatever into you. Like, they would just be going, hey, over here, stupid. I'm like, I'm walking into you, motherfucker. Like, please, like, just get in me. I know that sounds weird and it will be censored because of the context in the game. But, like, I would see them on, or, like, I'd hear them. And I could see a little dot that represented them on the radar, but then they wouldn't be there. Then all of a sudden they were behind me, and then I would start walking into them, and then finally they would go in. But it was just like, this is stupid.
Yeah, I had some issues just, yeah, absorbing them, like you said. At the beginning of a level, it gives you the objective that you have to do on a South Park sign, which is a nice little touch. Then a small cutscene to kind of tell you what the story is and, you know, give you the skinny of what's happening for that episode.
Chef!
Yes, Chef is the main one that's telling you, like, what's happening and stuff to the boys. This game has a total of 5 episodes, and there's 4 stages within each episode.
I don't think we need to break down each level within the stage.
No. We'll skim through them pretty quick. But episode 1 is Operation Turkey Butt. And
yeah, they said butt.
This one, you start next to the school. I was kind of writing down everything at first, but then, like, most of these levels, you start out near the school or in the town. But this one, you can kind of go through the football field, but you're trying to make your way to the Renaissance Fair.
Yeah, you're blindly going there because everywhere is fog.
That Superman
must cause a lot of fog in South Park.
You can only see fucking like 5 feet ahead of you at any given moment. It's fucking annoying.
Yeah. Now, there are some helpful little signs with red arrows on them. It doesn't always point you in the exact direction you need to go, but it kind of gives you an idea. I noticed there were some spots that I was like, bitch, that's not the right way.
There were definitely a few that made me feel like, I was like, oh, good, there's the arrow. And then I would start following. I'm like, I'm going in circles. Like, what's going on? And I was like, oh, you have to kind of go on this side of this cliff because it was so foggy I couldn't see it.
Yeah, that's exactly what would happen to me. So there are certain areas where you have to defeat all the enemies in that area before you can move on. This one is overran by turkeys. There are so many turkeys in this one. And they're gobbles. They're gobbles.
Buddy, the fucking gobbles. They can gobble something, all right. Because, like, I'm trying to run away from these fucking things. I'm like, okay, just fuck off. And they're behind you. It's sound like fucking putties, but way worse.
Yeah, you're right.
Buddy is so fucking annoying. It's might be one of my least favorite sound effects I've heard this year.
Yeah.
I hate it so fucking much.
It's very bad. Especially when you would have multiple of them going on at once and they were like slightly also. It's just even like, it was like a faster, it was like.
Yeah, I was looking for pencils to shove into my fucking ear canal.
So yeah, this first level only has those turkeys in it. And like I said, there's a couple of spots where you have to defeat the whole horde of turkeys before it'll let you progress. Now at the end of each one of these stages, it tells you how many enemies you killed. Then it shows like how many tanks you destroyed. So it's kind of like a pecking order, which is funny because this first level is all turkeys. So you have like the normal turkeys. And then the tanks are like a bigger turkey that like charges you, and
that's wearing a kilt for whatever reason.
And they can lay other little turkeys to attack you.
You know, those Scottish turkeys.
Yes, mm-hmm. That's what they're known for, attacking you in kilts. But yeah, at the end of each level, it'll tell you how many you destroyed. It says how many tanks you destroyed, how many escaped, which we'll talk about that in a second. Minions you crushed. Innocent creatures needlessly KO'd, which I thought that was funny because there's like deer and what else is
bunnies.
There? Bunnies. Rabbits. That's right. Yeah, you can KO them because, you know, South Park being all PG and stuff didn't want to say the K word. Well, I guess they did. They said KO'd, huh? They still said a K word.
Or they would say kill when you killed Kenny. So
yeah. So dumb.
Yeah, you can kill children, just not animals.
Right. Just Kenny.
It makes sense when you think about it.
So once you beat these levels, you do get a code to where you can unlock some of the characters for the multiplayer mode. Or if you just hit save afterwards, it'll save it so you don't have to type in all the codes. So there's a lot of these levels that'll start off, like stage two in this one, you start off at Chef's House. Like you made it to Chef's House in the first stage, and then you start off at Chef's House. And usually in between each of these stages, you'll get more of the story, more cutscene. It's kind of not so bad, you know, just the stories and stuff. It's everything else. It's everything between the cutscenes. That's kind of a drag. But this one, you'll also notice, I was about to say this one has caves in it, but you'll notice that these caves are all the way throughout this game. When you fight the tanks and the bosses in this game, their health will show up on the left-hand side. So in this level, the tank characters will lay the minions, like I said, and the boss one will lay more tank characters. And that's kind of how it is throughout the entire game.
It's like a Russian nesting doll from fucking hell.
Bullshit.
So if you don't get all the tanks in the level, you have to play this little mini game at the end. If any of the tanks escape, or in some levels you'll have this you'll have a South Park sign and it'll have like a red circle around it. If any of the tanks get in that circle, then they escaped, I guess. So you have to play this mini game to where they're trying to destroy the city and you have to go destroy the tanks. before they destroy the city or you lose.
Super annoying.
So we'll go ahead and just tell you about this boss in this one. Before I tell you about the boss, the ladders. Climbing up the ladders is so annoying. It's a
good fucking luck.
Yeah, you climb up it and you're blind. You don't know what you're seeing because your face is up against the ladder. Anyways, I just had to bitch about that real quick.
If you just hold up, you'll start veering off to the left or right.
Oh my god.
You'll just fall off.
Yeah, I fell off the ladder so many fucking times.
Or sometimes there's just holes on the cliff that you just won't see, then you're at the bottom of the level. It's like, what the fuck just happened?
Yep.
Don't even try to jump a gap. Don't even.
No, don't either. Don't ever do that.
It's not going to work in your favor.
There's only a few spots that get real platformy like that, and I'm so glad it's just very few parts. So the boss in this one is a giant turkey. He kicks back at you, and he has like this purple beam that shoots from his head. You can only shoot him in the butt.
Super annoying.
And he lays all the tanks. So he's all, and if you defeat the tanks, he immediately lays another one. This probably took me 30, 45 minutes to finally do. And I only was able to do it because he glitched out on the cave wall thing. And I was able to sneak up behind him and just unload.
Stick it in his butt. Yeah. Yes. Unloading his butt.
Yeah, it was terrible. It was just like, well, no matter how fast you're trying to circle around or whatever you do, like he turns on a dime. Like he was constantly turning. So it's just like, if you can even fire a weapon off, it's like you get one, maybe two hits in, and then all of a sudden he's back to, you're not able to shoot his butt. So it's super annoying.
Well, and if you tried to cut in to like get behind him quicker, that's when he does that little kick behind him thing and kicks you in the head. So it's hard. It's super hard. Moving on to episode 2. This is a clone of your own. And you start out by the school again. You eventually make it into some warehouses in this one. So some of the clones look like Jimbo, Big Gay Al, Officer Barbarady. There we go.
Barbarady, yep.
And then there's a couple other characters that they kind of look like, I guess. There's not a whole lot to this. Like, once you've seen the first stage, you've seen it all. It's like everything's covered in snow. You're either in the town, you're in the caves, I guess. And then
You get these, like, deformed clones coming at you in this one. And then there's a giant tank, which is a bigger version of it, and that just throws out tinier clones at you. Same shit.
Yeah. Yeah, is there anything really to comment on, like, the actual level itself?
No.
Oh, I don't know if you can make this level in this day and age.
What?
Just the way the clones are talking and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I completely forgot about how, like, because that was an early South Park episode, because there was the clone of Stan, and that's how long it's been since I've seen some of those earlier episodes, because I completely forgot until I saw the level. I was like, oh my gosh, I completely forgot about the Stan clone, and yes, how they talked, yes, will probably not be allowed.
You're right. So the boss in this one, we're just going to go skip to stage 4 of this one. The boss is this giant blob monster that looks like a testicle with a wonky-ass eye on one side and a mouth and an eye on the other side.
Inside the museum.
It was like a realistic eye.
Yeah.
Not a South Park eye, which made it even weirder.
You are in front of the museum, like you said, Goobs, and that's kind of where the story's taking you in this one, is to the museum. So this one does drop the tanks, the big clone characters, and this blob creature, like, he has a stomp, like, earthquake attack, but the only way you can hit him is in his wonky eye on the left. He, like, go-go gadget eyes at you. And he hits you with his eye, but that's the only time you can hit him is when his eye is extended.
Yep.
Classic.
Another bitch-ass move.
Damn. All right, let's move on to episode 3, Close Encounters of the Bovine Kind. Again, more of like level 1 stuff where you're starting out in town, then you get into one of the caves, except now, instead of a bunch of turkeys, you have a fuck ton of cows. And
oh man, they fucking smell. Oh, man. You made me laugh so hard I choked. Yes, they are fucking annoying, and they will smack you around, too.
They hit you and, like, knock you back, way back.
Yeah, they got major knockback.
I remember when you were streaming this, Toby, like, the one time I turned it on, you're like, hey, I'm going to stream South Park 64, and you were in that, there's, like, one part where there's just a stream of cows coming at you, and they're all mooing at once, and I was like, yep, I can't listen to this, so I'm going to have to be here soon enough, and sure enough, when I got to that point, I was like, damn it.
Yeah, you can catch me streaming all the games that we play for the show at twitch.tv/TobyVonDoom.
Woohoo!
Yeah, so the cows, they're horrible. They're awful. There's a couple little platforming parts in this level where you're like jumping from boats and bullshit like that.
Yeah.
I was not very good at this. So the tanks in this one are these giant UFOs overhead, and you have to shoot them out of the sky. You'll also have to fight some gray aliens that shoot beams at you. You have these little beams that they're shooting.
I hated those beams so much because it was already like such crappy frame rate, even with the controller pack. And those came out and like they were really choppy. So half the time it would be like nothing. And then you would see like one or two little circles on screen and then you were just getting hit.
Mm-hmm.
Like there was no way that it was like terrible telegraphing that it was coming towards you. It was just these like really weirdly spaced out circles. And then all of a sudden I'm just like, oh, cool. I'm dead. Awesome.
I'm KO'd. You don't die.
Oh, that's right. I'm KO'd unless I'm Kenny in a cutscene.
All right. This is the one that I also had. There was like a weird gap because I had missed something and I had to jump this gap. If you miss it, you have to like jump back up all these like flights of stairs. They're not stairs. It's like the cliff and it's just like platforms. I tried this probably 30 or 40 times before I finally made it. And it was just to go back and blow up one of the tank UFOs so I could continue on. I just couldn't continue on anymore until I did that. It was so stupid. But I spent probably 30, 45 minutes just doing that over and over. Kind of pathetic.
There's one part in one of the levels, I think it was the last one of this set, where it just has an arrow pointing down.
Yeah.
You got to go fucking just jump. And that was one of the times I died.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Down. Same.
And I missed the ledge.
Yep.
Oh, wait.
Or maybe that's in the toy. Maybe that's in the next one.
I think it. No, wherever
no
that
it's
place
in the toy
is,
one.
Either way, I do. I died at that same point because it's like, go down. Okay, cool. And then I'm just like in a ditch, like in a hole that I don't think you're supposed to fall in. I'm like, oh, cool.
Yeah. Well, once you get to stage four of this set of the episode, it finally does something different. You're not in a cave anymore. You're actually on the alien ship, and you get reintroduced to the turkeys. They're back. The clones are back, and you see the town folk that are being made into clones are being held captive. So I thought that was kind of cool to kind of connect everything, you know, that's been going on so far. The boss in this one is a giant ball thing in the middle of a room with electricity like shooting off of it. This one was one of the easier boss fights.
That's why you fight in every UFO, Toby.
I guess.
There's multiple games that's what you fight in the middle.
Yeah. Well, it was easy. And, I liked this boss because it was easy. Episode 4 is Something Wicked This Way Clunks. So you're back in town again. This time you deal with a bunch of robots.
Yeah, big robots, little robots. Robots have fucking TVs for the head.
Yeah.
This is when they stop running out of things to do with South Park.
I mean, yeah. For really, these last two levels have like the least amount to do with South Park related stuff.
This could be anything.
Yeah. It was like, shit, we have two more levels that we have to make. Let's, and we all have a show that's a year and a half old. What can we do? Let's just make up some random ass shit.
Yeah. Which, you know, you're kind of going into a factory on this, eventually, in this level, in this stage. And it shows where all the robots are being made. But when you get to the boss robot, you see Mr. Hat inside of it.
That's right.
I thought that was kind of funny. But then it makes Mr. Hat fully sentient. right?
Which they alluded to before.
Wait, yes, but like this is early on, so anyways, it's okay. I liked it. I thought that was a good little twist on something that, you know, wasn't ever part of the show, like the grays or the cows or, you know, all that stuff. We'll go ahead and get on to the last episode, which is episode 5, Disassembly Required. Now, the cutscene in this one, I haven't been talking about the cutscenes in between each level. This one's actually really funny because they're talking to the chef and Cartman goes, something about, like, let me guess, we got to deal with killer fighting robot, killer fighting toys, or he says something like that, and they're like, well, yeah. And he goes, holy shit, you guessed it right.
Hello, children.
Please tell me this comet crap is finally over.
It's all going to come to a head tonight, children. The comet is near South Park.
Oh, great. So now what? We're going to have to fight Killer Toy?
Yes.
Wow, good guess, dude.
I don't know. I don't know why I thought that was so funny, but it was pretty good. Throughout this level, you'll fight little army tank toys. There's some, like, planes, little toy race cars that you're having to blow up. There's these giant kangaroos in a jack-in-the-box that shoot machine gun snowball things.
You know, that classic South Park character.
The fucking throwing up doll, dude. The sound effect that thing makes.
Yes, oh my gosh.
It's like, what the fuck is that noise? I'm gonna kill it right now. And I finally found it. It was just like, this is so fucking annoying. The sound effects of some of these characters is the most annoying fucking thing about this whole game.
Yeah.
The tanks, too, they can fucking suck it.
You know, that Jack in the Box thing had a lot of sound clips, like its own voice.
There was like a voice actor, yeah. And it was like, hey, what's
going on? Yeah, I was like, what the fuck is this?
And he had a bunch to say.
He did. And it was not Treyer. I'm pretty sure that was not Treyer Matt. So it was like they created this character and was like, all right, we're going to give him a voice. So just have one of the devs just record some clips.
I'm still waiting for him to show up in the series.
The long con, 25 years later.
So in the majority of this level, it looks like you're in a parking lot of a mall or something, like you're about to go to a toy store. I think it's pretty obvious that that's where you're about to end up. So you finally make it to the toy store, and it's just as big and open as everything else in this whole entire game. It's just got some shelves that are very generic, just blocks. You know, you can't really make out anything on the shelves. The boss in this is like a giant Voltron-looking robot, and he tries to stomp at you, and he shoots a fist at you, and he does some kind of rushing attack. Like, he just zips at you real quick. He's not hard either. Like, the last couple of bosses are super easy. Like, everything else is hard leading up to it, but the bosses are super easy, unlike the first couple of bosses, which kick your ass. Very weird. Very weird.
Yeah.
Then you get, you know, your outro and everything. I want to talk about the multiplayer mode, but if you've defeated the game, you have unlocked Wendy Tesseberger, Chef, which it actually says Jerome Chef McElroy. Did you know that was his full name?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
In the Chef 8 episode, the Chef 8 episode where he goes to trial, they mention it.
Oh, that's funny. I must have never paid attention. Jimbo, Mr. Garrison, Cartman's mom, Officer Barbrady, Mr. Mackey, Pip is in it. Ike, I can't say his last name,
Bravlovsky.
Ned, Big Gay Al, Mephisto, Visitor, so you can be one of the aliens, Terrence and Phillip, and Starvin Marvin. So those are the characters you can be.
It's crazy looking at that roster, like, knowing what we know 25 years later. Like, there's no Butters. There's no Randy. Mm-hmm. Like, so many characters who have such a bigger impression on the show now.
Yes,
like,
we're
either not in the show, we're either not around at the time, or we're such minor characters that they didn't even get a slot in this. Like, that would have been obviously, Chef and Tweak would not, and Starvin Marvin would not be in there. Pip, would not be in there now. But yeah, you would totally have Butters and Randy and PC Principal and God knows who else.
Yep. It is really weird the redneck, you took our gerbs.
You took our gerbs.
The redheaded redneck guy, yeah. And then the police officer. I can't remember what his name is.
The one who goes, nice.
Freeze! yeah, no, it would be a totally different lineup, so that is really funny to see that. Man Bear Pig would be an easy one. That's an easy one. Yeah. Okay, so in multiplayer mode, it lets you do 2 to 4 players. You can pick any of the levels that you want, or you can set it to random. And you can set the time limit and the win limit. So you can have like a 5-minute timer, and like the first 1 to 4 wins. 4 points wins or 5 minutes. So I thought that was kind of neat that you could have both options. So every time you KO someone, you get a point. And you can let the players decide their control layout. So, you know, you get the two options for controls. So everyone doesn't have to play on like one set of controls, which I thought that was really neat. And you can also do the character select, but either everyone be kids or everyone be adults, because no odd job.
Yeah, they don't mix well.
If someone's playing as the kids and you're playing as the adult,
it's impossible to fucking hit them.
It is. It really is. Yep. So when we were streaming, I had my brother and his friends. We were streaming it, and I was like, look, we're all either the kids or we're all the adults, but we're not mixing and matching, so let's keep this fair. Now, did y'all get a chance to play the multiplayer? I know you said you played it when y'all were younger.
I didn't play it on this playthrough.
Not this time around.
I don't blame you. I mean, just playing the story. The story enough is more than enough, right? But I can see the charm in the multiplayer, but I just feel like there is still some stuff missing, you know? But let's move on. What about the music? What do you think of the music overall in this game?
It was terrible. It was not South Parky at all. In fact, and I completely forgot about this, but I always used to sing Making Christmas from The Nightmare Before Christmas 2, that main song that I always played, because it just reminded me of it. I don't know why. And then as I was playing, I was just like, oh, Making Christmas. And then, like, I don't know. It was annoying. It was stupid. It's not South Park.
Yeah. It's every song is that upbeat, too. It's a ding, ding,
yeah.
Ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding. Or they would speed it up.
Yeah. And there's not that many tracks, to be honest.
No.
But they all pretty much sounded the same.
Well, it's almost impossible to hear the fucking music with... or blah, 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 whatever the fuck the other noises everything makes.
And then it got...
Dude, shut the fuck up!
Yeah.
Yeah, well, if we're going to talk about the music, we got to talk about the voice acting. The voice acting wasn't that bad.
No, the voice acting was great. Yeah. I loved all the quips that the kids did. Like, yeah, they got repetitive sometimes, but they were still fun, you know?
There was a bunch of voice them. Acted. It wasn't just like, hey, here's like a couple clips here and there, and then that's it. Like, they spoke all throughout the game, which was still kind of a novelty in video games at the time to have that much talking.
Yeah.
Especially want to hear them swear and stuff and just carry on, and, right?
Right, swearing in a video game, much less any sort of talking.
And then we had Chef there giving little bits of story here and there, so that was nice too.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, even, you know, the sound design, there's a lot of dialogue in this game, like if you consider all the cutscenes and stuff, and, you know, all of that was great. The satisfaction of that red ball bouncing off people.
Ping. Yeah, that was nice.
I would just launch constant stream of those.
Just let them bounce off stuff, yeah. What about the graphics on this? How'd y'all feel about the graphics? The 3D style coming from the, you know, flat animation that we normally see associated with South Park.
Well, it's good for what you can see though, 5 feet ahead of you.
Right.
Yeah. Like,
fucking Christ.
Like, the it kind of fit that it was very plain, because that's how South Park style is. I mean, it's very flat colors. Like, I was looking at just some of the details and stuff. I'm like, man, those buildings look kind of boring. But I'm like, well, I mean, that's how that building would have looked in the TV show. Like, it would have been just like a a yellow square with like a half triangle on the top, and that would be a house. Like, that's how it looked, and that was like the first time it, we'd really seen it in 3D. So I think considering what they were working with, it was okay. But yeah, I mean, like, the fog was definitely like, I get why they had to do it, like, it's a technical thing they had to do, but like, they, you didn't need that much. Like, that was an insane amount of fog.
It wasn't even foggy. It couldn't render the fucking graphics fast enough.
Yeah, in some parts it seemed like. I really liked the graphics, even for like, you know, it's trying to translate a flat animated style to a 3D style. I thought that was fun. My problem is that it really showed how it really. I think if everything was crammed together, everything was closer, it wouldn't have felt so empty. So that made it feel like the like there just wasn't enough graphical things to look at. So I think that's what makes it feel like the graphics weren't good, is because it's just so empty. And like when you're in those caves and stuff, you kind of get lost because everything looks the same. Like there's nothing that's too different. But yeah, I didn't hate the graphics on this, honestly. I just felt it was too empty. They should have brought everything closer together. I know it would have made the stages shorter, but honestly, this game could have...
That's not necessarily a bad thing.
I was just about to say the same thing. Like you say that like it's a bad thing.
You know, if they would have cut out one level out of each episode... I think it would have made it a little more tolerable, you know, and crammed everything together. Like if you could beat this like in an easy like 3 hours, I think there's something to it, because then even I think the multiplayer would have been the focus, you know, and just had this. Yep. I mean, that's how it is.
Half the time you're walking around, there's nothing attacking you or anything. You're just walking through fucking
emptiness.
Snow.
Yeah.
The one time at the very beginning where they go to the very first level where there's like the Renaissance Fair and you see all those people running at you, that's like the one time where it's like, oh cool, there's like a bunch of townspeople, and then after that, like it just doesn't happen after
that.
It's
a ghost town. Like,
yeah, it's just dead and empty, and then you're like walking around and it's like, what the hell happened here?
Yeah, it'd be cool to see some of the characters from the show walking around. Yeah. Like,
hey, you know, it would have been cool to see some of the like other kids like on a swing set or something while you're run away like maybe
you're
they're
at
just
school a couple times.
Yeah, like
that
if you're
be
on
great
the,
if the kids were just walking around.
Yeah, or like in the very first stage when you're at the football field and stuff, like have a couple of the kids like in pads like running away from the turkeys and just make it feel like there's life in this game.
I mean, hell, the football pads are an item in the game. You know, have some of the kids there playing football. Yeah, and like, oh, hey, here you go. These will help protect you or something.
Yeah,
like
yeah. Okay, what about the controls? I think this is pretty simple, right? We're all going to agree on this.
Absolute fucking garbage.
Yeah. Hot garbage. Hot garbage.
Better off just shoving the controller up your ass.
Launching.
I get more enjoyment out of it.
I was using my gold limited edition Nintendo Power controller, and I wanted to break it because it was so bad. I was like, whatever.
Yeah, just frustrating controls. I mean, the sensitivity on the joystick, or just trying to aim.
I just got lucky by hitting things. I would like go left and right and just hope it was in the middle when I hit fucking fire.
Yeah, yeah. You have to get really good at like the turn. Aim fire thing, like just timing it when you turn or move in a direction. You have to just be like, got it, got it there. But yeah, not good on the controls. I think we can all agree on that.
Man, speaking of toilet plungers, I got a special edition toilet plunger.
Really?
Yeah, it's from when this game got released. It's freaking pretty cool.
Sweet.
I grabbed it off of a homeless person outside of South Park, Colorado. I don't know how authentic it is, but. Anyways, I'll go grab it and show you guys.
Yeah, I'm real curious about this gold plunger. I don't know.
Special edition? Yeah, I was going to say, that sounds like a cool pre-order bonus. I wonder if I could do like a really big poop and then we could actually get him to use it.
Ah, that'd be cool. That'd be interesting. See if it's actually, you know, usable.
Hey, Toby, you might be able to do like a big poop, and then when he comes back with the plunger, we can actually get him to use it.
You know, I still have another bag of those like 20-year-old cheesy poofs. That'll give me the perfect like poop to use, and it's kind of South Park related because it's the cheesy poofs.
ties right into the episode.
Yeah, here. Well, I'm just gonna eat a big handful of them and get ready for the poo. Hold on.
Oh man, how are those 25-year-old cheesy poos?
Oh, they're so stale.
Ugh. Are they still really salty though?
Well, they're all like congealed together and they're kind of tasteless.
Ugh. All right, just hold your breath, swallow it down. Just kind of press really hard and see what you can get out of you.
Dude, my stomach's already hurting really bad.
Ooh, listen to your sound, the stomach sound. What the heck?
It's bad, dude. Oh, my God.
You need a hand? You need to hold your hand? We'll make it through this. You need to boil some water or something?
Yeah, maybe. Oh, my gosh. I think it's coming. Oh.
Oh, howdy ho, Phoebe. Ooh, it's Mr. Genie the Christmas Poo.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you just come out of my butt?
Ooh, all 6'7" of me. Ooh.
I don't have something that's simultaneously brown and blue, but my God, it's hideous and beautiful at the same time.
Wait. Ooh, hello, Berg. You look handsome today. Ooh.
Thank you very much, Goop Genie. It's been quite a while.
I say shake my hand, but I'm covered in Toby. Ooh.
I'll wave.
So does this break the Keurig scale? Or, you know what, I'm not worried about that right now.
Ooh, suck it, Bono.
Goops, Genie, we played South Park 64 on the Nintendo 64.
Ooh, you poor unfortunate hole.
Yeah, do you know any cheats for this game, by chance?
Ooh, I definitely do, Toby. I want you to unlock everything. Ooh,
like
gives you all the cheats.
I like that. Sounds good.
So typing them all in, like a dumb bastard. Ooh, you can put it in one code. Ooh,
one code.
Save you time.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Just type in Bobby Bird. Ooh, B-O-B-B-Y. Ooh, B-I-R-D. Ooh.
Bobby Bird. Interesting.
Bobby Bird. Ooh.
Bobby Bird.
That'd been really helpful.
Yeah. I thought you said Bobby Berg at first, and I was like, oh, Berg's involved, but
I was going to say, I was not told to use my name in this. I need the royalties now.
Yeah.
Ooh, gives you unlimited ammo, unlimited weapons, invincibility, and level select, as well as some other fun things. Ooh.
Interesting. Yeah, I would have loved to have used that. That's a really good one. Thanks, Goops Genie.
Speaking of good, this room does not smell good. Ooh, what have you been eating recently, Arby's? Ooh.
I hate these old cheesy poofs that I have. They're disgusting. I don't recommend them.
I gotta go to Berg's house. Ooh. My house, I mean, butt.
Oh.
Open up, open up.
Berg. Be careful, Berg.
No, God.
Ooh, see you later.
Oh, that feels unusual. Oh, Toby, get the cheesy poof bag quick, or the box, whatever it was.
Here, take it.
There it is. It's like that episode of South Park where they.
Oh, I got my plunger. It smells like shit in here, guys. Can I have a cheesy poof?
No, don't eat this. This bag stays. Do you want to hear some fun facts?
Time for fun facts with Toby. Ping.
All right, my friends, my pals, my amigos, we're going to play a little game that we call
How Much Is This Game?
This game show where Goobs.
That's me.
And Berg.
That's me.
Are going to try to guess the price of this game. If they're within the $5 window,
show the tall hands,
they get the sound effect. Are you guys ready?
Hell yeah.
I am so ready.
Good luck.
All right. Berg, you get dealer's choice. Do you want to be first or second?
I'm going to go second.
All right. Goobs, tell me your loosey-goosey price of this Nintendo 64 cartridge. How much do you think it's going for?
I'm going to go with 17.
17. That's a pretty good
should have gone with 350.
Should have gone.
I'm going to go for about 350. No. I was thinking roughly around that price. I was going to originally say 15, but just to give us a little bit of a difference, I'm going to go down to like 13.
13. Well, y'all were close, but only one of you was closer. Goobs. This game is going for $21.
Hey!
Nice.
Goobs gets the sound effect. Not you, Bert. Close your ears.
You can't listen to it.
Stop listening.
I'm gonna close my ears.
All right, that was good. That was good.
Okay, good stuff.
How did you know we were finished?
Yes.
All right, complete the box. That means you get the cardboard box, the manual, and the game cartridge. How much do you think it goes for, Goobs?
It's normally way higher. I'm going to go 81.
81. All right. Berg, are you going to Price is Right, Helm? Because there can only be one winner.
Right. I'm trying to think. Like, it's been a while since I do have this complete in box. I know I've put it into the game I am. But,
first cheating.
But I have not looked at my game. I can tell you it's not at the top of the game I app, that's for sure, with in terms of my rating. So I haven't looked at wherever the hell it is. So
yeah.
And of course those prices change, so who knows. So I'm gonna actually go under again. I'm gonna say it's complete in box is going for like what'd you say, Goobs?
It's at 81.
It's 81. I'm gonna say 70.
Okay, y'all were close. Y'all were close. But Goobs, this game is going for $88. So you didn't get it.
Barely, but still, wow.
It was in the ballpark.
All right, just for fun, we're not going to do the loose, but just the PlayStation 1 copy complete. You get the jewel case, you get the manual, you get the disc. How much do you think it's going for on PlayStation 1? Oops.
I'm going to go with 81 again.
81. Okay. Okay. Burke?
I'm going to say 90.
90. On PlayStation 1, this game is going complete for $21. Man, I don't know what y'all were thinking.
I was thinking because it came out later, and I was thinking it was like one of those where it was like, oh, they didn't sell a lot of copies because it was already known this was a shitty game. So
right, yeah.
So like, not many people bought it, and it went off of shelves really quickly. So I was thinking maybe it was like kind of a rarity, but
yeah.
What are you gonna do?
I'd buy that for $1.
To some other fun facts. So although this game was released December 21st, 1998 on Nintendo 64, the PC version didn't come out until March 1st, 1999 in North America, and PlayStation, like Berg was saying, it came out later. It didn't come out until September 30th, 1999. So, yeah, a little bit later on the other, you know, PC and PlayStation. Acclaim, the one that published this game, acquired the rights to make the South Park game before the first season was done airing. They jumped on it. They're like, yeah, we want this. Very smart, very smart. So there was supposed to be a Game Boy Color port developed by Crawfish Interactive that was in development, but this got canceled due to the creators of South Park, Matt Stone and Trey Parker. They didn't think it would be fitting to be on the Game Boy console just because that was marketed more towards children. And you can still technically play this game. One, there is a ROM out there where you can play this game from what I understand. But if you want to have the actual game in your possession, you can kind of have it. Because they retooled this for a game called Maya the Bee and Her Friends. So this was like a game in Europe. But it's the same game, just different sprites. You can actually find some of the South Park assets, like the sprites of the boys, in the files. So it was clearly, and if you have the South Park ROM like lined up, there's certain levels that I think are exactly the same. But if you don't live in Europe and you don't want Maya the Bee, you can get a different game that they tooled for North America called The New Adventures of Mary-Kate and Ashley.
Hell yeah, now we're talking.
So all three of these games are essentially the same game. So now, I do think there's a lot of differences between, like, the levels and, like, you know, they change up some things in the Mary-Kate and Ashley one, but essentially, it's still South Park. And apparently, Matt Stone and Trey Parker have copies of the unreleased cartridges that are complete. They own them. And the screenshots for this game show up in Nintendo Power issue 114. So you can see some of the official screenshots where they're talking about it and stuff, too.
I think I still subscribed then. I might have to go check that out.
So there was another game that was canceled that would have been a point-and-click game for the PC and PlayStation called A Week with South Park. Oh, hold on. I didn't finish that note.
Oh, no!
I think it... So I didn't finish the note, but it was called something like A Week in South Park or something like that, I believe. But it was going to be point-and-click, and it was going to look almost identical to the show just because, you know, point-and-click, they can... get away with doing the flat animation. But that got canceled. Now, this game that we played, they only had 6 months to develop the game so they could reach the 1999 Christmas holiday. And originally, the kids were going to have real weapons.
Nice.
But they changed it due to a school shooting in Arkansas that same year.
We can't say you're killing each other, but we'll give you real fucking weapons.
Right. Like that, that was almost going to be how it was going to be, which is funny. Yeah. And also, you know, I mean, 6 months isn't a very long time for this, you know? So they actually use the engine from Turok 2, Seeds of Evil, as the game engine in this. And there was something about, like, when they were developing it, like, when they were trying to get, like, just a quick and dirty, like, here's what we're going to do. They use the Quake engine or something like that. Like they use and just put the kids in the same assets of the Quake game or something. So I didn't write that down, but I thought that was funny. So again, short deadlines, 6 months for developing the game. The soundtrack composer, Darren Mitchell, apparently he only had 3 weeks to score this game.
Jeez.
And unfortunately, you can tell it's a 3 week job, you know, and yeah. Realistically, the music's not bad. It's just it's the
not
same.
Fitting.
No. And it's the same kind of arrangement through the entire thing. Like it's.
Yeah.
I think if he would have had more time, we would have gotten something better. But that's unfortunate, you know.
Yeah.
There was supposed to be some more multiplayer games like a Capture the Flag. There was a grudge match, which I don't know what that was supposed to be. And there was a kick the baby mode.
It's like the home run contest from Smash.
Yeah.
Stop abuse against Canadians.
Which is a shame that we didn't get the, like, even a Capture the Flag. I'm telling you, I really do think this game would have been a home run if the game was shorter, the story was shorter, and there was more involvement, more things to do in the multiplayer. You know, this would have been the golden eye.
As well as, you know what, they should have aimed for that Christmas 99 holiday release, not the Christmas 98 one. Give it that extra year to develop it more, polish it more. Because they have the makings there, but it was such, I think they also knew also that this was a very hot fad. They were like, you know what, a year from now, South Park might be completely just not a popular thing anymore, and we've wasted all of our time. But
well, let's be honest here, they almost fucking ET'd themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the exact same story for both games. Under a tight deadline, fucking have to make him sure the guy who made E.T. had a lot less people working for him, that's for sure.
Right.
But it's the same sort of thing. You got to get this hot commodity out there. Let's go. Yep. Make this game. That's why the last half of the game makes no fucking sense.
Yep.
None at all.
Like, why are we fighting this fucking TV fucking robot thing?
I mean, honestly, they should have just switched the third level to the end because the aliens or the visitors were always kind of like, at that time, were kind of like the sinister background thing. Like, just move, have the two levels that were like very much tied to the show, have these two random ass levels, then, okay, you're fighting cows and visitors at the end. There you go.
Well, you know, that's what's weird is like the first three levels tie up nicely together. And then, like, the last two are just like, ah, these are just extra episodes. They should have done, I think, they should have done the first two, the last two levels first, and then had the big comet story, and then it would have tied all three of the last levels together.
Yeah. That would work, too.
So the episodes that this game was based on mostly was the Starvin' Marvin episode, An Elephant Makes Love to a Pig, and Cartman Gets an Anal Probe. So that's the three main ones that they're... obviously tied to. Now, a working title for this game was called South Park Deeply Impacted. Which, that's fun. Now, there was also supposed to be a spiritual sequel that was going to be a sandbox action-adventure game for the PS2, GameCube, and Xbox. People have claimed that it was supposed to be like GTA almost.
God damn.
There was a build. You could get into vehicles and stuff, but there was a build that was found on a Xbox development kit.
Yeah.
But it was an early beta. And the build was by BuzzMonkey Software. You can find footage of this beta version on YouTube. It looks pretty good, too.
It does. Like, it's a shame we never got this.
Yeah. Now, so it was canceled after 10 months of development. They put more development into this game than they did into the game that we actually played, which is funny. And from the sounds of it, the game just had way too many big ideas that weren't possible to do in such a short time, you know? So,
yeah.
And also, there wasn't voice acting by Matt Stone and Trey Parker, but I kept reading that and hearing that, but I think it was just because it was an early, like,
right,
build. I think they were just showing like concept mostly. I think we would have gotten Matt Stone and Trey Parker in it.
Sure.
This game, though, the multiplayer on PC had online play, so you could actually play your friends. On the multiplayer front, the Nintendo 64 version, you could choose between 20 characters and 17 levels. The PlayStation version, only two players can play and are limited to 6 levels and had the same 20 characters. The PC version had 4 new levels titled Mustard Block, Sartindipity, it's S-A-R-T-I-N, Sartindipity? Sartindipity?
Weird.
Tubane Dance? Or Tobin Dance? I don't know. And Samoan Go. It also had 4 extra characters. It had Shelly, Satan, Jesus, and Santa. Apparently there was supposed to be a Dreamcast version that was supposed to be released, but I guess it got canceled. I wrote down a bunch of South Park fun facts, but we'll just save them because maybe one day we'll cover the South Park Rally game. You know, we can talk about these other ones then. But I did want to give you the reviews, a handful of the reviews. So Allgame gave this a 3.5 out of 5 on Nintendo 64, but gave the PlayStation version a 2 out of 5. Edge gave the Nintendo 64 version a 4 out of 10.
Y'all don't like Edge?
Game Informer gave the Nintendo 64 version a 7 out of 10, which that's kind of where we all these have been like, you know, 7 or an 8 so far. GamePro gave the Nintendo 64 3 out of 5 stars, while PlayStation got 4 out of 5. GameSpot gave Nintendo 64 a 5.8 out of 10 and gave the PlayStation a 1.4 out of 10. IGN gave the Nintendo 64 a 6.2 out of 10 and gave PlayStation 2 out of 10. Nintendo Power gave the Nintendo 64 version a 7.5 out of 10. So, I read those because their ratings are all over the place, you know? So we can't be wrong is what I'm saying. Like, whatever we decide here in a second, we can't be wrong. But that's all I've got for fun facts, guys.
Okay, there's only one thing left to do here. Well, a couple things, but first things first, it's time to motherfucking rage.
Oh, come on!
Rage.
This is the Rage Meter. We're going to take a 1 to 10 and tell you how pissed off this game made us. Goops, how pissed off?
So pissed off, you're going to run into a cow field dressed like an alien. You know cows don't like aliens. And you're going to start running around trying to tip them over. They don't like that either. And all of a sudden, you're going to end up in a cow rampage. And the cows are going to randomly shoot fireballs out of their assholes at you and light you on fire. You're going to get blown up by owls. By a cow's, you're gonna get blown up by a cow's colon explosion. Yeah, that's a stinky way to go.
That's super stinky.
Stinky way to go.
Super rageful. I'd be very mad about that.
You got stinky britches.
You got stinky britches.
Stinky britches. You got stinky britches.
I'm telling you, that South Park podcast will come one day.
It's right itself.
All right, so I think
then the whole world will come.
That's right. I think we're going to make a Berg sandwich, Goobs. I think I'm going to go first, and then Berg, and then you for the rage. So let me go ahead and get some of this stuff out of the way. Fuck the turkey noises. Just fuck them. The controls are so frustrating. I'm sure we'll all say that. Trying to aim and be steady is damn near impossible. Stretching your hand off the joystick from the middle to the far left to hit the D-pad to use the stronger weapon. Take my strong hand. Kind of thing. It's not very comfortable. It was very dumb. The worlds were way too big and open, and sometimes it was kind of confusing where to go because everything looks exactly alike. And the arrows, they help sometimes, but not always. The multiplayer is a good idea, but everyone's got to play as the kids or everyone's got to play as the adults. No odd jobbing. Some of the platforming, I wrote some of the platforming. All of the platforming is god-awful in this. Terrible, terrible, terrible. Trying to jump from the boats or jump little gaps and stuff sucks. And especially being first person. What game has a good first person platforming? You know? None. I don't think there's ever been one. The radar in this game, sort of hard to read. I would walk towards something and the enemies would be behind me. Like, I would turn around and they'd be behind me somehow. It just needed the little dot or like a triangle in the middle so you knew which direction you were facing. And just the hordes of enemies you have to deal with, like the cows, and the cows just pushing you back sucked. And climbing up the fucking ladder, it was so frustrating. You couldn't see, like, if there was an enemy as soon as you got up there or anything. You were just too close to the ladder. So you're blind for a second. The bosses are so hard. I think I have to give this about a 7.5 on the rage meter, because the first couple of bosses are so stupid hard. Yeah, 7.5 feels good.
The rage.
Berg, what do you got?
I mean, you took a lot of the words out of my mouth. It's just, I mean, every aspect of this game had something to rage about, whether it was just the terrible controls. Like I said earlier, I didn't remember after 25 years that you had to use the D-pad that is not really accessible for normal hands to change your primary and secondary functions, which is annoying. The controls were either like way too sensitive or not sensitive enough. There was no way to change things like inverting and not inverting your controls. Graphically, it was boring to look at. It was very foggy. The enemies, they all, you know, the constant enemies coming at you sounding the same, making weird noises. The enemies, or the final bosses, especially the first couple of levels, being super ridiculous hard. And if you're not using the most powerful weapons you have, with the crappy aiming to hit that one perfect spot, like in the turkey's ass, it's just sort of like, well, this is super annoying and I just want this to end. Even as far as the when you get the code, like when you get the code for the new character, it'd be like, oh sweet, I want to enter this code. And the method for entering the codes, the stupid little decoder thing, was terrible. Like, it just having to go circle all the way around, I was like, you have got to be kidding me. Like, I've never in any game, any other game, I have played worse games than this game, for sure.
Yeah.
But I've never, even in those games with passwords, I have never had one that was as frustrating to put in, because it was just like, why? I mean, one thing, if you were entering, like, your initials in an arcade game, because this, for all intents and purposes, the same thing, but when you're having to, like, type out whole sentences like that, no. This is...
But if you hit start, it just adds another letter to it.
Yes,
it doesn't
keep, I did that. The first time I entered a one, I went, alright, start, and then I'm like, why is there an extra letter? Oh my god.
And you can't delete it.
There is a way to delete it. If you go back in between the beginning and the end of the alphabet, there is a delete button.
Well, yeah. Still more fuck around.
But still, yeah, it's not just like, oh, I can hit B and delete it like in every other password system in every video game ever. It was stupid. So, This game was just, it was frustrating to play. It was frustrating to just experience. Like, it just, nothing about this game was like, oh, I really enjoyed that. I mean, I guess, okay, I take that back. The South Park guys, Matt and Trey, they did a good job with their voice clips. And, of course, Isaac Hayes, the chef. I think they did a good job of adding some new stuff. They didn't just pull clips from the show. Like, they recorded stuff specifically for the game.
Yeah.
That was, like, the highlights. But other than that, everything else just caused me a lot of rage. So, I'm going to go, like, 8.5. I'm going 8.5 for my rage.
Ooh, damn. Oops, what about you?
Okay, you guys pretty much said everything there. But, yeah. From the foggy graphics to the shitty controls, oh god, the shitty, shitty controls. From the turkeys to the cows to the aliens to the fucking random shit at the end of the game that you have to fight that makes no fucking sense whatsoever. God damn, the game was a fucking mess playing it now. I remember having fun with it back in the day, but going back to play now, it did not age well at all. Like, oh, woof. Some people would say it is a bad, bad looking game. The sound can't complain about besides the fucking terrible sound effects, which I can complain about and I will complain about because they're fucking god awful. When you have 10 turkeys running behind you, oh my god, you just want to blow your fucking head off because it is so goddamn annoying. You just want the sound to end. Yeah, it's, oof. I just can't get over how bad this was. The bosses were a little bit tricky. The enemies, though, they were pretty easy throughout the whole game. Just a whole bunch of them. Just wish I had some more different varieties, but we always complain about that, so I gotta get that in there anyways. So I'm gonna give this an 8.
Damn. A lot of rage flowing on this one, guys. A lot of rage.
Lots. And well-deserved.
Well, I think it's time to settle down. Take a deep breath, guys. Take a deep breath. Eat some yellow snow. We're going to give a 1 to 10 overall rating for this game. Is it still worth playing? 1 being it's awful, dog shit, terrible. 10 being it's pretty good. Pretty good. I like. Goobs, do you want to start us off and then we'll revert?
Well, there's not much to say about this. It's not good. It's, the graphics are fucking, you can barely see what the fuck's going on the screen. Like I said, again, 5 to 10 feet ahead of you. It's foggy as fuck. Even in the indoor levels, it's still fucking hard to see what's coming ahead of you. And you can't really know where you're going unless you find those little fucking, I'm just gonna start raging more. Those little fucking arrows around. They're the only way that you can know where the fuck you're going. Cause that little thing on the side, the radar, nothing's good. The radar fucking sucks. The fucking sound effects fucking suck. The graphics fucking suck. Controllers fucking suck. The multiplayer probably fucking sucks now, considering everything fucking sucks. I'm giving this game a 2.5.
Ooh, damn. Okay. Berg, what do you got?
Yeah, I mean, this game is just
the voice acting was the only good thing that I'm giving points for. Sorry, go on.
No. I mean, that covers it. I mean, it was not fun to play. It was not fun to look at. It was not fun to listen to. And the bad in that game, which was very bad, way outweighed the voice acting by Matt and Trey and Isaac Hayes. It just was frustrating. I found myself just every 5 seconds going, okay, I'm gonna be at the end of this level, and then just like these levels would just keep going and going, and I'm like, I just want this to end. Like, please, just let this end. But
let it end before I end it all.
That seriously, like, I was like, I just want to get a cow launcher and look at the business end of it, and just let the cow just plow into me and end it, because it was just super hard to play. The one bright spot. Two things, and there are better ways to experience this. As we've said, the voice acting by the cast, and then the other thing that I think is kind of interesting is kind of seeing like the capsule of where South Park was at that time, because the show it is today is completely different. But at the same time, just watch old episodes; it's way more enjoyable. The early South Park things that you get in this game, you can see in any episode. So it's sort of like you can get this little cool time capsule of South Park that's quote unquote interactive, but also like just watch the show. So yeah, I'm going with Goose. I'm going to 2.5. That's my rating.
Wow. All right. Well, guys, I really want to like this game because it's South Park. I love South Park. I like being able to take control of the characters and explore the world. I feel like this game absolutely captured the spirit of the show with just the goofy one-liners, the goofy situations that they're in, the kids running around trying to take everything on, you know, fighting turkeys, clones. Like, that's not out of the realm of a South Park episode. The actual gameplay, it could have been better. I mean, it's not great. The first person, like, floaty feel, like, this is just an old game problem where, like, you just float. Like, there's no strife when you walk to make you feel like you're actually walking. You're just kind of like a ghost floating along.
Yeah.
It's just a product of its era, though. You know, like, this is just how first-person shooters felt back then. It's just very floaty. You feel like you're gliding. So we'll ignore that because that's, you know. The stick to aim, the sensitivity, like all, every bit of the controls was just horrible. They needed some kind of like auto lock mechanic or something. I don't know if they do that in any like old school shooters, because I wasn't much of a shooter player when I was a kid, so. But that could have been helpful. The graphics I didn't hate. But, like I said earlier, the issue is the world feels super empty. But it looks like South Park. You know, it looks like South Park, just fucking lots of room in between. The music got old super quick. And, hey, I loved all the one-liners. Even when they got repetitive, they were still pretty funny. The story that the game gives, like, for each episode is... It's fine. They're fine. Like, you can just watch the cutscenes and have a decent time. Like, they're... lost episodes, almost, you know? So if you just watch those alone, it's kind of entertaining, I guess. I think overall this game can still be played. I had fun doing the multiplayer mode just because of how bad it was, and I was playing with other adults, you know, that had never played this game before. But yeah, everyone's got to play with the kids or the adults. I think overall this experience nowadays, though, is a... 3.5. I really, really wanted to like it, and I wanted to give it a 5, but I know it's not a 5. There's no way in hell it's a 5. So, with our 3 scores combined, we are giving this game a 2.8. Wow, that's pretty low. That's one of the lowest game ratings that we've had in a long time, Goobs.
Yeah, it has, and it deserves it, in my opinion.
And rightfully so.
It's so unfortunate. So unfortunate.
Like, I got used to the shitty controls after a while, but like, I understand it's dated at this time, but we have to rate these games as we play them today, so
yeah this isn't rating for
I can let go of the graphics sometimes, but I just couldn't.
Like
the controls would have fucked me the most on this one, man.
It's like saying you have long COVID. Like, you get used to it. You don't enjoy it, but you get used to it.
All right, this is the end of the show. We're going to wrap things up, say goodbyes, and all that good jazz. But first, we've got some patrons!
Hell yeah, we fucking love you, patrons. Thank you so much for supporting your thick boys.
Thick boys!
Yes, thank you. Goobs, you like to give some nicknames to our patrons, isn't that right?
Yes, I'd love to do that.
Oh. What's the thing?
This week is no different. I'm going to do animals from South Park.
Nice. Nice. Now, if you want to be given a nickname on our episodes, go to patreon.com/badsecretmedia, or you can go to badsecretmedia.com and get all the links to everything that we're going to talk about here in a minute, but especially to the Patreon. We have lots and lots of extra content up there, and cancel anytime. We're not going to judge you. We appreciate you just helping us out, helping some brothers out.
Spoiler alert, they actually will judge the hell out of you on the Discord.
We'll come to your house and make you play South Park 64.
How many people want to kick some ass?
All right. Goobs, to kick us off, let's start with Sean Brissett.
Okay. So Aslan the Lion.
What about Parallax Puddles?
Banjo.
What about Grimm, the mermaid under Toby?
A Canadian barking spider.
Ashton Ruby.
A dire bear.
S. Dubel.
Crab people.
That's a good one. Chris Lethko.
Dr. Cornwallis.
Poppy, the mask Keaton, our librarian.
Dramatic look gopher.
Pat Shags.
Enrique.
Chris Copeland.
Fluffy.
Keith Gasper.
Frog King.
Martin from the Reviews Brothers.
Garland.
Retro Rex.
He is Gobbles.
Gobbles! Paprika.
Jack Officer.
That would be cool beans.
The R in Ringo stands for Rizzard.
Kanye West.
Wolfman.
Kyle's Elephant.
DJ Romance Baby.
Fuck. Manatees.
What about the man that's on this episode with us now? The bird.
Oh, he's a four-ass monkey.
Yes.
Wonderful.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
And last but not least, Riku.
He's Lemmy Winks.
Oh, that's perfect. Lemmy Winks. Guys, again, patreon.com/badsecretmedia or badsecretmedia.com. And check out all the extra content we have. I think you said it the other day, Goobs. We have just as much Patreon content as we do episodes of this show.
Yeah, we
do. It's ridiculous. A bunch of different content, too. So, like 5 or 6 different shows worth of different content. Anyways, moving on. Social media for the podcast, Secret Levels Pod, at Secret Levels Pod for Instagram, X. There's a Facebook page and a Facebook group, so go follow it.
And me and Toby have our own personals on both of those as well. I'm GoobsWN on X and Instagram. Toby's Toby Von Doom.
Yes, yes. Berg, do you want to promote your socials?
Sure. You can follow me at, well, Eric Berg, A-R-I-C-B-E-R-G. You can also find me on Zing This Podcast at Zing This, I believe, or Zing This Pod. I can't remember what the socials are, but you can also listen on podcasting services, just like this fine show. And we talk about nerdy pop culture stuff, and video games are included, but there's also other stuff like movies or like what's our favorite Jack Black things. So we do a little bit of everything on there. So you can find me on those socials or in your ear holes.
Yeah, on X, it's just at Zing This, and on Instagram, it's Zing This Podcast.
I was going to say, I knew there was one that was just Zing This and one that was Zing Pun. I could not remember which is which, and I thought it was just Zing This Pod. So you know what? Thank you for finding those for me, Toby.
I got your back. I got your back.
Aw.
What else do we got, Goobs?
Well, we have the person who's sitting to my right here. She has a podcast of her own, The Queen is Poopy, The Royal Highness, the First Lady of Secret Levels, or First Lady of Bad Secret Media.
That's right.
Jenny Bean. She goes by Jenny on her show, Nocturnal Mysteries. Go check it out. It's a wonderfully creepy show, and absolutely will scare the heebie-jeebies out of you. It's wonderfully produced by Toby, and it's wonderfully researched and spoken by Jenny Bean herself. She does all the hard work on it, and she does a very good job. So go check out Nocturnal Mystery Podcast wherever you can listen to podcasts.
Yep, there's about 16 episodes up currently, so go binge the backlog. Gotta hit that backlog up. Hey, we've got a sponsor, Retro Pop Relics.
RetroPopRelics.com.
That's the place to go. You can get some 3D printed giant cartridges. You can get Super Nintendo, some Game Boy, Nintendo 64, or Nintendo Switch giant cartridges. I've got some giant Pokemon Red and Blue Game Boy cartridges. I know Berg has.
Yep. I got Chrono Trigger on Super NES, and it is awesome. I'm looking at it right as we're talking, and it is a beautiful thing.
And if you buying your friends or loved ones or yourself one of these awesome cartridges, remember to use code Genie at checkout for whatever reason.
Yeah, for whatever reason. But you will get 10% off, so it's a pretty good deal. Use Genie at checkout. What else, Goobs?
Well, we have a motherfucking Discord you can come join.
Mm-hmm.
Links in the show notes below. Come join the Discord. Come be a part of the family. You can talk to people like Berg and Jenny Bean there. And me and Toby are there as well. Well, we're secondary to all the other awesome people that are there. But if you want to get to... What was that?
I was about to say, like, the Discord's there because of us, but there's so much more cool people in the Discord that's they're way cooler than us.
If you want to come get to know us a bit better, if you want to get to know us a bit better, come join the Discord. We're in there all the time. Come say hello. And if you want to be a part of our Tuesday night streams, it's a good way to do so there. And if you want to be a part of, like, when we do, what the fuck's it called? Discord Infernos.
Yes.
You have to be a part of Discord. That's where we vote on the topics that we talk about on that show and also come up with the topics for that show. So if you want to interact with us in many different ways, come join the motherfucking Discord. And if you want to support us in other different ways, you can go to tpublic.com/user/secret-levels and get one of our beautiful t-shirts and put them on one of your beautiful chests. See, I did it right that time.
Yes, you did.
And you can also go rate the podcast, rate Nocturnal Mysteries, rate Xignus, rate Secret Levels, rate anything that you listen to.
Yep.
Let people know that you appreciate their hard work.
Damn right. Give them the stars, give them the reviews, help them move up. Come on now. These podcasts are free for you to listen to. Hell, hook up a homie with some stars, you know what I'm saying?
Every bit helps.
It does. It certainly does. Are we forgetting anything? I think we covered everything. All our bases are good, right?
I think we got all of our ducks in a row.
I think we should
ready to go throw some dodgeballs at them.
Well, I was gonna pee on a snowball and throw it at you.
Don't you fucking do it, man. I'll fucking cut you.
Jesus.
Do not throw piss balls at people. People tend to take that seriously.
It appears so.
How about giving them barfing dolls? They're going, bleh, bleh,
bleh. Yeah, well, fuck that, too. Just be nice to everyone, folks.
Yeah, something like that.
Besides Toby. Game over, folks!
I hate Secret Levels podcast.